enjoyable, Fupa song will eventually drive the listener to insanity, and the Fupa is consequently sold with a silencing charm upon it, which will need a monthly reinforcement.
Note. Uruk the Oddball attempted at one time to prove that Fupa song was actually beneficial to the health and listened to it for 3 months on end without a break. Unfortunately, the Wizard's Council, to which he reported his findings, were unconvinced, as he had arrived at the meeting wearing nothing but a toupee that on closer inspection proved to be a dead badger.
Fupa owners require licenses, as the creature must be handled responsibly. G. Ghoul. Ministry of Magic Classification, 2X. The ghoul, though ugly, is not a particularly dangerous creature. It resembles a somewhat slimy, buck-toothed ogre and generally resides in attics or barns belonging to wizards, where it eats spiders and moths. It moans and occasionally throws objects around, but is essentially simple-minded and will, at worst, growl alarmingly at anyone who stumbles across it. A ghoul task force exists at the Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures to remove ghouls from dwellings that have passed into Muggle hands. But in wizarding families, the ghoul often becomes a talking point or even a family pet. Glumbumble. Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Glumbumble, Northern Europe, is a grey, furry-bodied flying insect that produces melancholy-inducing treacle, which is used as an antidote to the hysteria produced by eating alehotzi leaves. It has been known to infest beehives with disastrous effects on the honey. Glumbumbles nest in dark and secluded places such as hollow trees and caves. They feed on nettles. Gnome. Ministry of Magic Classification, 2X. The gnome is a common garden pest found throughout Northern Europe and North America. It may reach a foot in height with a disproportionately large head and hard, bony feet. The gnome can be expelled from the garden by swinging it in circles until dizzy and then dropping it over the garden wall. Alternatively, a jarvie may be used, though many wizards nowadays find this method of gnome control too brutal. Graphorn. Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X. The graphorn is found in mountainous European regions. Large and greyish-purple, with a humped back, the graphorn has two very long, sharp horns, walks on large, four-thumbed feet, and has an extremely aggressive nature. Mountain trolls can occasionally be seen mounted on graphorns, though the latter do not seem to take kindly to attempts to tame them, and it is more common to see a troll covered in graphorn scars. Powdered graphorn horn is used in many potions, though it is immensely expensive owing to the difficulty in collecting it. Graphorn hide is even tougher than a dragon's and repels most spells. Griffin. Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X. The griffin originated in Greece and has the front legs and head of a giant eagle, but the body and hind legs of a lion. Like sphinxes, griffins are often employed by wizards to guard treasure. Though griffins are fierce, a handful of skilled wizards have been known to befriend one. Griffins feed on raw meat. Grindylow, Ministry of Magic Classification, 2X. A horned, pale green water demon, the Grindylow is found in lakes throughout Britain and Ireland. It feeds on small fish and is aggressive towards wizards and muggles alike, though merpeople have been known to domesticate it. The Grindylow has very long fingers, which, though they exert a powerful grip, are easy to break. H. Hide Behind. Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X. The Hide Behind is an accidentally created species, imported to North America by Old World crook Phineas Fletcher. Fletcher, a trader in banned artifacts and creatures, had intended to import a traffic demiguise into the New World with the aim of manufacturing invisibility cloaks. The demiguise escaped on board the ship and bred with a stowaway ghoul. Their resultant offspring took off into Massachusetts Forest when Phineas's ship docked, and their descendants continue to infest the region today. The hide behind is nocturnal and has the power of invisibility. Those who have seen it describe a tall, silver-haired creature, something like a skinny bear. Its preferred prey is humans, which magizoologists speculate is the result of the cruelty with which Phineas Fletcher was known to treat the unfortunate creatures in his power. Hippocampus, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. Originating in Greece, the hippocampus has the head and forequarters of a horse, and the tail and hindquarters of a giant fish. Though the species is usually to be found in the Mediterranean, a superb blue roan specimen was caught by merpeople off the shores of Scotland in 1949, and subsequently domesticated by them. The hippocampus lays large, semi-transparent eggs through which the tadpole may be seen. Hippogriff, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The hippogriff is native to Europe, though now found worldwide. It has the head of a giant eagle and the body of a horse. It can be tamed, though this should be attempted only by experts. Eye contact should be maintained when approaching a hippogriff. Bowing shows good intentions. If the hippogriff returns the greeting, it is safe to draw closer. The hippogriff burrows for insects, but will also eat birds and small mammals. Breeding hippogriffs build nests upon the ground into which they lay a single, large and fragile egg, which hatches within 24 hours. The fledgling hippogriff should be ready to fly within a week, though it will be a matter of months before it's able to accompany its parent on longer journeys. Hodag, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The hodag is horned, with red glowing eyes and long fangs and the size of a large dog. The hodag's magic resides largely in its horns, which, when powdered, make a man immune to the effects of alcohol and able to go without sleep for 7 days and 7 nights. Like the snallygaster, the hodag is a North American creature whose antics have excited considerable muggle interest and curiosity. It feeds largely on moon calves and is consequently attracted to muggle farms at night. MACUSA's Department of Nomadge Misinformation has put in extensive work to convince muggles that sightings of hodags have been hoaxes. It is now confined, mostly successfully, to a protected area around Wisconsin. Hawklump, Ministry of Magic Classification, 1X. The hawklump comes from Scandinavia, but is now widespread throughout northern Europe. It resembles a fleshy, pinkish mushroom covered in sparse, wiry black bristles. A prodigious breeder, the hawklump will cover an average garden in a matter of days. It spreads sinewy tentacles rather than roots into the ground to search for its preferred food of earthworms. The hawklump is a favourite delicacy of gnomes, but otherwise has no discernible use. Horned Serpent, Ministry of Magic Classification, 5X. Several species of horned serpents exist globally. Large specimens have been caught in the Far East, while ancient bestiaries suggest that they were once native in Western Europe, where they have been hunted to extinction by wizards in search of potion ingredients. The largest and most diverse group of horned serpents still in existence is to be found in North America, of which the most famous and highly prized has a jewel in its forehead, which is reputed to give the power of invisibility and flight. A legend exists concerning the founder of Ilvermorny School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, Isolde Sayre, and a horned serpent. She was reputed to be able to understand the serpent, which offered her shavings from its horn as the core of the first ever American-made wand. The horned serpent gives its name to one of the houses of Ilvermorny. I, Imp, Ministry of Magic Classification, 2X. The imp is found only in Britain and Ireland. It is sometimes confused with the pixie. They are of similar height, between 6 and 8 inches, though the imp cannot fly as the pixie can, nor is it as vividly coloured. The imp is usually dark brown to black. It does, however, have a similar slapstick sense of humour. Its preferred terrain is damp and marshy, and it is often found near riverbanks, where it will amuse itself by pushing and tripping the unwary. Imps eat small insects and have breeding habits much like the fairies. Though imps do not spin cocoons, the young are hatched fully formed at around 1 inch in length.
J.
Jarvi. Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Jarvi is found in Britain, Ireland and North America. It resembles an overgrown ferret in most respects, except for the fact that it can talk. True conversation, however, is beyond the wit of the Jarvi, which tends to confine itself to short and often rude phrases in an almost constant stream. Jarvis live mostly below ground, where they pursue gnomes, though they will also eat moles, rats and voles. Jobbernaw. Ministry of Magic Classification, 2X. The Jobbernaw, Northern Europe and America, is a tiny blue speckled bird which eats small insects. It makes no sound until the moment of its death, at which point it lets out a long scream made up of every sound it has ever heard, regurgitated back. Jobbernaw feathers are used in truth serums and memory potions. K. Kappa. Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X. The Kappa is a Japanese water demon that inhabits shallow ponds and rivers. Often said to look like a monkey with fish scales instead of fur, it has a hollow in the top of its head in which it carries water. The Kappa feeds on human blood, but may be persuaded not to harm a person if it is thrown a cucumber with that person's name carved into it. In confrontation, a wizard should trick the Kappa into bowing. If it does so, the water in the hollow of its head will run out, depriving it of all its strength. Kelpie. Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X. This British and Irish water demon can take various shapes, though it most often appears as a horse with bulrushes for a mane. Having lured the unwary on its back, it will dive straight into the bottom of its river and lake and devour the rider, letting the entrails float to the surface. The correct means to overcome a Kelpie is to get a bridle over its head with a placement charm, which renders it docile and unthreatening. The world's largest Kelpie is found in Loch Ness, Scotland. Its favourite form is that of a sea serpent. International Confederation of Wizard Observers realised that they were not dealing with a true serpent when they saw it turn into an otter on the approach of a team of Muggle investigators and then transform back into a serpent when the coast was clear. Null. Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Null, Northern Europe and America, is usually mistaken for a hedgehog by Muggles. The two species are indeed indistinguishable, except for one important behavioural difference. If food is left out in the garden for a hedgehog, it will accept and enjoy the gift. If food is offered to a gnarl, on the other hand, it will assume that the householder is attempting to lure it into a trap and will savage that householder's garden plants or garden ornaments. Many a Muggle child has been accused of vandalism, when an offended gnarl was the real culprit. Neasel. Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Neasel was originally bred in Britain, though it is now exported worldwide. A small, cat-like creature with flecked, speckled or spotted fur, outsized ears and a tail like a lion's, the Neasel is intelligent, independent and occasionally aggressive. Though if it takes a liking to a witch or wizard, it makes an excellent pet. The Neasel has an uncanny ability to detect unsavory or suspicious characters and can be relied upon to guide its owner safely home if they are lost. Neasels have up to 8 kittens in a litter and can interbreed with cats. Licenses are required for ownership as, like Krupps and Fwoopers, Neasels are sufficiently unusual in appearance to attract Muggle interest. L. Leprechaun. Sometimes known as Cloricorn. Ministry of Magic classification, 3X. More intelligent than the fairy, and less malicious than the imp, the pixie, or the doxy, the leprechaun is nevertheless mischievous. Found only in Ireland, it achieves a height of up to 6 inches and is green in colour. It has been known to create crude clothing from leaves. Alone of the little people, leprechauns can speak, though they have never requested reclassification as beings. The leprechaun bears live young and lives mostly in forest and woodland areas, though it enjoys attracting Muggle attention and as a consequence features almost as heavily as the fairy in Muggle literature for children. Leprechauns produce a realistic gold-like substance that vanishes after a few hours to their great amusement. Leprechauns eat leaves and, despite their reputation as pranksters, are not known ever to have done lasting damage to a human. Lethifold, also known as Living Shroud. Ministry of Magic classification, 5X. The Lethifold is a mercifully rare creature found solely in tropical climates. It resembles a black cloak, perhaps half an inch thick, thicker if it has recently killed and digested a victim, which glides along the ground at night. The earliest account we have of a Lethifold was written by the wizard Flavius Belby, who was fortunate enough to survive a Lethifold attack in 1782 while holidaying in Papua New Guinea. Near 1 o'clock in the morning, as I began at last to feel drowsy, I heard a soft rustling close by. Believing it to be nothing more than the leaves of the tree outside, I turned over in bed with my back to the window and caught sight of what appeared to be a shapeless black shadow sliding underneath my bedroom door. I lay motionless, trying sleepily to divine what was causing such a shadow in a room lit only by moonlight. Undoubtedly, my stillness led the Lethifold to believe that its potential victim was sleeping. To my horror, the shadow began to creep up the bed, and I felt its slight weight upon me. It resembled nothing so much as a rippling black cape, the edges fluttering slightly as it slithered up the bed towards me. Paralyzed with fear, I felt its clammy touch upon my chin before I sat bolt upright. The thing attempted to smother me, sliding inexorably up my face, over my mouth and nostrils, but still I struggled, feeling it wrapping its coldness around me all the while. Unable to cry for assistance, I groped for my wand. Now, dizzy as the thing sealed itself about my face, incapable of drawing breath, I concentrated with all my might upon the stupefying charm. And then, as that failed to subdue the creature, though blasting a hole in my bedroom door, upon the impediment hex, which likewise availed me naught. Still struggling madly, I rolled sideways and fell heavily to the floor, now entirely wrapped in the Lethifold. I knew that I was about to lose consciousness completely as I suffocated. Desperately, I mustered up my last reserve of energy, pointing my wand away from myself into the deadly folds of the creature. Summoning the memory of the day I had been voted president of the local Gobstones Club, I performed the Patronus Charm. Almost at once, I felt fresh air upon my face. I looked up to see that deathly shadow being thrown into the air upon the horns of my Patronus. It flew across the room and slithered swiftly out of sight. As Belby so dramatically reveals, the Patronus is the only spell known to repel the Lethifold. Since it generally attracts the sleeping, though its victims rarely have a chance to use any magic against it. Once its prey has been successfully suffocated, the Lethifold digests its food there and then in their bed. It then exits the house slightly thicker and fatter than before, leaving no trace of itself or its victim behind.
Note. The number of Lethifold victims is almost impossible to calculate, since it leaves no clues to its presence behind it. Easier to calculate is the number of wizards who have, for their own unscrupulous purposes, pretended to have been killed by Lethifolds. The most recent instance of such duplicity occurred in 1973, when the wizard Janus Thicke vanished, leaving only a hastily written note on the bedside table reading, "Oh no, a Lethifold got me, I'm suffocating." Convinced by the spotless and empty bed that such a creature had indeed killed Janus, his wife and children entered a period of strict mourning, which was rudely interrupted when Janus was discovered living 5 miles away with the landlady of the Green Dragon.
Lobelug, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Lobelug is found at the bottom of the North Sea. It is a simple creature, 10 inches long, comprising a rubbery spout and a venom sac. When threatened, the Lobelug contracts its venom sac, blasting the attacker with poison. Merpeople use the Lobelug as a weapon, and wizards have been known to extract its poison for use in potions, though this practice is strictly controlled. M. Mackled Malaclaw, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Malaclaw is a land-dwelling creature found mostly on rocky coastlines around Europe. Despite its passing resemblance to the lobster, it should on no account be eaten, as its flesh is unfit for human consumption and will result in a high fever and an unsightly greenish rash. The Malaclaw can reach a length of 12 inches and is light grey with deep green spots. It eats small crustaceans and will attempt to tackle larger prey. The Malaclaw's bite has the unusual side effect of making the victim highly unlucky for a period up to a week after the injury. If you are bitten by a Malaclaw, all bets, wages, and speculative ventures should be cancelled, as they are sure to go against the victim. Manticore, Ministry of Magic Classification, 5X. The Manticore is a highly dangerous Greek beast with the head of a man, the body of a lion, and the tail of a scorpion. As dangerous as the Chimera, and as rare, the Manticore is reputed to croon softly as it devours its prey. Manticore skin repels almost all known charms, and the sting causes instant death. Merpeople, also known as Sirens, Selkies, Merrows. Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X.
Note, see Classification Footnote for Centaur.
Merpeople exist throughout the world, though they vary in appearance almost as much as humans. Their habits and customs remain as mysterious as those of the centaur, though those wizards who have mastered the language of Mermish speak of highly organized communities varying in size according to habitat, and some have elaborately constructed dwellings. Like the centaurs, the merpeople have declined being status in favor of beast classification. See introduction. The oldest recorded merpeople were known as sirens, Greece, and it is in warmer waters that we find the beautiful mermaids so frequently depicted in Muggle literature and painting. The Selkies of Scotland and the Merrows of Ireland are less beautiful, but they share that love of music which is common to all merpeople. Moke, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Moke is a silver-green lizard reaching up to 10 inches in length and is found throughout Britain and Ireland. It has the ability to shrink at will and has consequently never been noticed by muggles. Moke skin is highly prized among wizards for use as money bags and purses, as the scaly material will contract on the approach of a stranger, just as its owner did. Moke skin money bags are therefore very difficult for thieves to locate. Mooncalf, Ministry of Magic Classification, 2X. The mooncalf is an intensely shy creature that emerges from its burrow only at the full moon. Its body is smooth and pale grey. It has bulging round eyes on top of its head and four spindly legs with enormous flat feet. Mooncalves perform complicated dances on their hind legs in isolated areas in the moonlight. These are believed to be a prelude to mating, and often leave intricate geometric patterns behind in wheat fields to the great puzzlement of muggles. Watching mooncalves dance by moonlight is a fascinating experience and often profitable, for if their silvery dung is collected before the sun rises and spread upon magical herb and flower beds, the plants will grow very fast and become extremely strong. Mooncalves are found worldwide. Mertlap, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Mertlap is a rat-like creature found in coastal areas of Britain. It has a growth upon its back resembling a sea anemone. When pickled and eaten, these Mertlap growths promote resistance to curses and jinxes, though an overdose may cause unsightly purple ear hair. Mertlaps eat crustaceans and the feet of anyone foolish enough to step on them. N. Niffler. Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Niffler is a British beast. Fluffy, black, and long-snouted, this burrowing creature has a predilection for anything glittery. Nifflers are often kept by goblins to burrow deep into the earth for treasure. Though the Niffler is gentle and even affectionate, it can be destructive to belongings and should never be kept in a house. Nifflers live in lairs up to 20 feet below the surface and produce 6 to 8 young in a litter. Nogtail. Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. Nogtails are demons found in the rural areas right across Europe, Russia, and America. They resemble stunted piglets with long legs, thick, stubby tails, and narrow black eyes. The Nogtail will creep into a sty and suckle an ordinary sow alongside her own young. The longer the Nogtail is left undetected, and the bigger it grows, the longer the blight on the farm into which it has entered. The Nogtail is exceptionally fast and difficult to catch, though if chased beyond the boundaries of a farm by a pure white dog, it will never return. The Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures, Pest Subdivision, keeps a dozen albino bloodhounds for this purpose. Nundu. Ministry of Magic Classification. 5X. This East African beast is arguably the most dangerous in the world. A gigantic leopard that moves silently despite its size, and whose breath causes disease virulent enough to eliminate entire villages, it has never yet been subdued by fewer than 100 skilled wizards working together. O. Okami. Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X. The Okami is found in the Far East and India. A plumed, two-legged, winged creature with a serpentine body, the Okami may reach a length of 15 feet. It feeds mainly on rats and birds, though it has been known to carry off monkeys. The Okami is aggressive to all who approach it, particularly in defense of its eggs, whose shells are made of the purest, softest silver. P. Phoenix. Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X.
Note. The Phoenix gains a 4X rating, not because it's aggressive, but because very few wizards have ever succeeded in domesticating it.
The Phoenix is a magnificent, swan-sized scarlet bird with a long golden tail, beak, and talons. It nests on mountain peaks and is found in Egypt, India, and China. The Phoenix lives to an immense age as it can regenerate, bursting into flames when its body begins to fail and rising again from the ashes as a chick. The Phoenix is a gentle creature that has never been known to kill and eats only herbs. Like the Diracle, it can disappear and reappear at will. Phoenix song is magical. It is reputed to increase the courage of the pure of heart and to strike fear into the hearts of the impure. Phoenix tears have powerful healing properties. Pixie. Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Pixie is mostly found in Cornwall, England. Electric blue in colour, up to 8 inches in height, and very mischievous, the Pixie delights in tricks and practical jokes of all descriptions. Although wingless, it can fly and has been known to seize unwary humans by the ears and deposit them at the tops of tall trees and buildings. Pixies produce a high-pitched jabbering, intelligible only to other pixies. They bear live young. Plimpy. Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The Plimpy is a spherical, mottled fish distinguished by its two long legs ending in webbed feet. It inhabits deep lakes where it will prowl the bottom in search of food, preferring water snails. The Plimpy is not particularly dangerous, though it will nibble the feet and clothing of swimmers. It is considered a pest by merpeople, who deal with it by tying its rubbery legs in a knot. The Plimpy then drifts away, unable to steer, and cannot return until it has untied itself, which may take hours. Pogrebin. Ministry of Magic Classification. 3X. The Pogrebin is a Russian demon, barely a foot tall, with a hairy body but a smooth, oversized grey head. When crouching, the Pogrebin resembles a shiny round rock. Pogrebins are attracted to humans and enjoy tailing them, staying in their shadow and crouching quickly should the shadow's owner turn around. If a Pogrebin is allowed to tail a human for many hours, a sense of great futility will overcome its prey, who will eventually fall into a state of lethargy and despair. When the victim stops walking and sinks to their knees to weep at the pointlessness of it all, the Pogrebin will leap upon them and attempt to devour them. However, it is easy to repulse the Pogrebin with simple hexes or stupefying charms. Kicking has also been found effective. Porlock, Ministry of Magic Classification, 2X. The Porlock is a horse guardian found in Dorset, England, and in Southern Ireland. Covered in shaggy fur, it has a large quantity of rough hair on its head and an exceptionally large nose. It walks on two cloven feet. The arms are small and end in four stubby fingers. Fully grown Porlocks are around 2 feet high and feed on grass. The Porlock is shy and lives to guard horses. It may be found curled in the straw of stables or else sheltering in the midst of the herd it protects. Porlocks mistrust humans and always hide at their approach. Puffskin, Ministry of Magic Classification, 2X. The Puffskin is found worldwide. Spherical in shape and covered in soft, custard-coloured fur, it is a docile creature that has no objection to being cuddled or thrown about. Easy to care for, it emits a low humming noise when contented. From time to time, a very long, thin, pink tongue will emerge from the depths of the Puffskin and snake through the house searching for food. The Puffskin is a scavenger that will eat anything from leftovers to spiders, but it has a particular preference for sticking its tongue up the nose of sleeping wizards and eating their bogies. This tendency has made the Puffskin much beloved by wizarding children for many generations, and it remains a highly popular wizarding pet. Q. Quintuped, also known as Harry McBoon. Ministry of Magic Classification, 5X. The quintuped is a highly dangerous carnivorous beast with a particular taste for humans. Its low-slung body is covered with thick reddish-brown hair, as are its five legs, each of which ends in a club foot. The quintuped is found only upon the Isle of Drear, off the northernmost tip of Scotland. Drear has been made unplottable for this reason. Legend has it that the Isle of Drear was once populated by two wizarding families, the MacCliverts and the MacBoons. A drunken wizarding duel between Dugald, chief of the clan MacCliverd, and Quintius, head of the clan MacBoon, is supposed to have led to the death of Dugald. In retaliation, so the story has it, a gang of MacCliverts surrounded the MacBoon dwellings one night and transfigured each and every MacBoon into a monstrous five-legged creature. The MacCliverts realized too late that the transfigured MacBoons were infinitely more dangerous in this state. The MacBoons had the reputation for great ineptitude at magic. Moreover, the MacBoons resisted every attempt to turn them back into human form. The monsters killed every last one of the MacCliverts until no human remained on the island. It was only then that the MacBoon monsters realized that in the absence of anyone to wield a wand, they would be forced to remain as they were forevermore. Whether this tale is true or not will never be known. Certainly there are no surviving MacCliverts or MacBoons to tell us what happened to their ancestors. The quintupeds cannot talk and have strenuously resisted every attempt by the Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures to capture a specimen and try to untransfigure it. So we must assume that if they are indeed, as their nickname suggests, Hairy MacBoons, they are quite happy to live out their days as beasts. R. Remora, Ministry of Magic Classification, 2X. The Remora is a silver fish found in the Indian Ocean. Powerfully magical, it can anchor ships and is a guardian of seafarers. The Remora is highly valued by the International Confederation of Wizards, which has set many laws in place to protect the Remora from wizard poachers. Red Cap, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. These dwarf-like creatures live in holes on old battlegrounds or wherever human blood has been spilled. Although easily repelled by charms and hexes, they are very dangerous to solitary muggles, whom they will attempt to bludgeon to death on dark nights. Red caps are most prevalent in Northern Europe. Ra'im, Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X. Extremely rare, giant oxen with golden hides, the Ra'im are found both in the wilds of Northern America and the Far East. Ra'im blood gives the drinker immense strength, though the difficulty in procuring it means that supplies are negligible and rarely for sale on the open market. Runespore, Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X. The Runespore originated in the small African country of Burkina Faso. A three-headed serpent, the Runespore commonly reaches a length of 6 or 7 feet. Livid orange with black stripes, the Runespore is only too easy to spot, so the Ministry of Magic in Burkina Faso has designated certain forests unplottable for the Runespore's sole use. The Runespore, though not in itself a particularly vicious beast, was once a favourite pet of dark wizards, no doubt because of its striking and intimidating appearance. It is the writings of Parselmouths who have kept and conversed with these serpents that we owe our understanding of their curious habits. It transpires from their records that each of the Runespore's heads serves a different purpose. The left head, as seen by the wizard facing the Runespore, is the planner. It decides where the Runespore is to go, and what it is to do next. The middle head is the dreamer. Runespores may remain stationary for days at a time, lost in glorious visions and imaginings. The right head is the critic, and will evaluate the efforts of the left and middle heads with a continual, irritable hissing. The right head's fangs are extremely venomous. The Runespore rarely reaches a great age, as the heads tend to attack each other. It is common to see a Runespore with the right head missing, the other two heads having banded together to bite it off. The Runespore produces eggs through its mouths, the only known magical beasts so to do. These eggs are of immense value in the production of potions to stimulate mental agility. A black market in Runespore eggs, and in the serpents themselves, has flourished for several centuries. S. Salamander, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. The salamander is a small fire-dwelling lizard that feeds on flame. Brilliant white, it appears blue or scarlet depending upon the heat of the fire in which it makes its appearance. Salamanders can survive up to 6 hours outside a fire if regularly fed pepper. They will live only as long as the fire from which they sprang burns. Salamander blood has powerful curative and restorative properties. Sea Serpent, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. Sea serpents are found in the Atlantic, Pacific, and Mediterranean seas. Though alarming in appearance, sea serpents are not known ever to have killed any human, despite hysterical muggle accounts of their ferocious behaviour. Reaching lengths of up to 100 feet, the sea serpent has a horse-like head and a long snake-like body that rises in humps out of the sea. Shrake, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. A fish covered entirely in spines and found in the Atlantic Ocean. The first shoal of shrake is believed to have been created as a revenge against Muggle fisherfolk who had insulted a team of sailing wizards in the early 1800s. From that day on, any Muggles fishing in that particular patch of sea have found their nets come up ripped and empty owing to the shrake swimming deep below. Snallygaster, Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X. Native to North America, the part bird, part reptile snallygaster was once believed to be a kind of dragon, but is now known to be a distant relative of the Occamy. It cannot breathe fire, but possesses fangs of serrated steel with which it slices through its prey. The snallygaster has frequently endangered the International Statute of Secrecy. Its natural curiosity, coupled with a bulletproof hide, render it difficult to scare away, and the Snallygaster has found its way into Muggle newspapers with such frequency that it sometimes ties with the Loch Ness Monster for most publicity-hungry beast. Since 1949, a dedicated Snallygaster Protection League has been stationed permanently in Maryland to obliviate Muggles who see it. Snidgered. Ministry of Magic Classification. 4X.
Note. The Golden Snidget gains a 4X rating not because it's dangerous, but because severe penalties are attached to its capture or injury.
The Golden Snidget is an extremely rare protected species of bird. Completely round, with a very long, thin beak and glistening, jewel-like red eyes, the Golden Snidget is an extremely fast flyer that can change direction with uncanny speed and skill, owing to the rotational joints of its wings. The Golden Snidget's feathers and eyes are so highly prized that it was at one time in danger of being hunted to extinction by wizards. The danger was recognized in time and the species protected, the most notable factor being the substitution of the Golden Snitch for the Snidget in the game of Quidditch.
Note. Anyone interested in the role played by the Golden Snidget in the development of the game Quidditch is advised to consult Quidditch Through the Ages by Kenilworthy Wisp, Wizhard Books, 1952.
Snidget sanctuaries exist worldwide. Sphinx. Ministry of Magic Classification. 4X. The Egyptian Sphinx has a human head on a lion's body. For over 1,000 years, it has been used by witches and wizards to guard valuables and secret hideaways. Highly intelligent, the Sphinx delights in puzzles and riddles. It is usually dangerous only when what it's guarding is threatened. Strela, Ministry of Magic Classification, 3X. A Strela is a giant snail that changes colour on an hourly basis and deposits behind it a trail so venomous that it shrivels and burns all vegetation over which it passes. The Strela is native to several African countries, though it has been successfully raised by wizards in Europe, Asia, and the Americas. It is kept as a pet by those who enjoy its kaleidoscopic colour changes, and its venom is one of the few substances known to kill hawklumps. T. Tebow. Ministry of Magic Classification. 4X. The Tebow is an ash-coloured warthog found in Congo and Zaire. It has the power of invisibility, making it difficult to evade or catch, and is very dangerous. Tebow hide is highly prized by wizards for protective shields and clothing. Thunderbird. Ministry of Magic Classification. 4X. The Thunderbird is unique to North America and is found most plentifully in Arizona. Taller than a man when full grown, it has the power to create storms as it flies. The Thunderbird is so sensitive to supernatural danger that wands created with its feathers have been known to fire curses preemptively. One of the houses of Ilvermorny's School of Witchcraft and Wizardry is named after the Thunderbird. Troll. Ministry of Magic Classification. 4X. The Troll is a fearsome creature up to 12 feet tall and weighing over a ton. Notable for its equally prodigious strength and stupidity, the troll is often violent and unpredictable. Trolls originated in Scandinavia, but these days they may be found in Britain, Ireland, and other areas of Northern Europe. Trolls generally converse in grunts that appear to constitute a crude language, though some have been known to understand and even to speak a few simple human words. The more intelligent of the species have been trained as guardians. There are three types of troll: mountain, forest, and river. The mountain troll is the largest and most vicious. It is bald, with a pale grey skin. The forest troll has a pale green skin, and some specimens have hair, which is green or brown, thin and straggly. The river troll has short horns, and may be hairy. It has a purplish skin, and is often found lurking beneath bridges. Trolls eat raw flesh and are not fussy in their prey, which ranges from wild animals to humans. U. Unicorn. Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X.
Note. See footnote on Centaur classification.
The unicorn is a beautiful beast, found throughout the forests of northern Europe. It is a pure white, horned horse when fully grown, though the foals are initially golden and turn silver before achieving maturity. The unicorn's horn, blood, and hair all have highly magical properties.
Note. The unicorn, like the fairy, has received an excellent Muggle press. In this case, justified.
It generally avoids human contact, is more likely to allow a witch to approach it than a wizard, and is so fleet of foot that it is very difficult to capture.
W. Wampus Cat. Ministry of Magic Classification, 5X.
Somewhat resembling the mundane mountain lion or cougar in size and appearance, the Wampus Cat is native to Appalachia. It can walk on its hind legs, outrun arrows, and its yellow eyes are reputed to have the power of both hypnosis and agilimency. The Cherokee have most extensively studied the Wampus Cat, with whom they share their native region, and only they have ever succeeded in procuring Wampus Cat hair for use as a wand core. In 1832, wizard Abel Treetops of Cincinnati claimed to have patented a method of taming Wampus Cats for use as guards over wizarding houses. Treetops was exposed as a fraud when Makuza raided his home and found him putting engorgement charms on Neasels. One of the houses of the North American Wizarding School, Ilvermorny, is named after the Wampus Cat.
Werewolf. Ministry of Magic Classification, 5X.
Note. This classification refers, of course, to the werewolf in its transformed state. When there is no full moon, the werewolf is as harmless as any other human. For a heart-rending account of one wizard's battle with lycanthropy, see the classic Hairy Snout Human Heart by an anonymous author. Wizhard Books, 1975.
The werewolf is found worldwide, though it is believed to have originated in northern Europe. Humans turn into werewolves only when bitten. There is no known cure, though recent developments in potion making have to a great extent alleviated the worst symptoms. Once a month, at the full moon, the otherwise sane and normal wizard or muggle afflicted transforms into a murderous beast. Almost uniquely among fantastic creatures, the werewolf actively seeks humans in preference to any other kind of prey.
Winged Horse. Ministry of Magic Classification, 2 to 4X.
Winged horses exist worldwide. There are many different breeds, including the Abraxan, immensely powerful giant palominos, the Eithanon, chestnut, popular in Britain and Ireland, the Granian, grey and particularly fast, and the rare Thestral, black, possessed of the power of invisibility and considered unlucky by many wizards. As with the hippogriff, the owner of a winged horse is required to perform a disillusionment charm upon it at regular intervals. See introduction.
Y. Yeti. Also known as Bigfoot, the Abominable Snowman.
Ministry of Magic Classification, 4X. A native of Tibet, the Yeti is believed to be related to the troll, though no one has yet got close enough to conduct the necessary tests. Up to 15 feet in height, it is covered head to foot in purest white hair. The Yeti devours anything that strays into its path, though it fears fire and may be repulsed by skilled wizards.
About the author.
Newt, Artemus Fido Scamander, was born in 1897. His interest in fabulous beasts was encouraged by his mother, who was an enthusiastic breeder of fancy hippogriffs. Upon leaving Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, Mr. Scamander joined the Ministry of Magic in the Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures. After 2 years at the Office for House Elf Relocation, years he describes as tedious in the extreme,
he was transferred to the Beast Division, where his prodigious knowledge of bizarre magical animals ensured his rapid promotion. Although almost solely responsible for the creation of the Werewolf Register in 1947, he says he is proudest of the ban on experimental breeding, passed in 1965, which effectively prevented the creation of new and untamable monsters within Britain. Mr. Scamander's work with the Dragon Research and Restraint Bureau led to many research trips abroad, during which he collected information for his worldwide bestseller, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Newt Scamander was awarded the Order of Merlin, second class, in 1979, in recognition of his services to the study of magical beasts, magizoology. Now retired, he lives in Dorset with his wife Porpatina and their pet Neasels, Hoppy, Millie, and Morla. Comic Relief. Since 2001, Quidditch Through the Ages and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them have raised nearly £20 million for Comic Relief, a magic amount of money that is already hard at work changing lives. Money raised through the sale of this new edition will be invested in children and young people around the world, preparing them to be ready for the future, to be safe, healthy, educated, and empowered. We're particularly interested in helping those children who start their lives in the most difficult circumstances, where there is conflict, violence, neglect, or abuse. Thank you for your support. To find out more about Comic Relief, go to comicrelief.com, follow us on Twitter at Comic Relief, or like us on Facebook. Lumos. Protecting children, providing solutions. There are 8 million children living in orphanages worldwide, even though 80% of them are not orphans. Most children are institutionalized because their parents are poor and cannot adequately provide for them. And while many institutions are established or supported with good intentions, more than 80 years of research proves that raising children in orphanages harms their health and development, increases their exposure to abuse and trafficking, and seriously reduces their chances of a happy, healthy future. Put simply, children need families, not orphanages. Lumos, a charity founded by J.K. Rowling, is named after the light-giving spell from Harry Potter that brings light to the darkest of places. At Lumos, that is exactly what we do. We reveal the children hidden away in institutions and transform systems of care globally so that all children have the families they need and the futures they deserve. Thank you for buying this audiobook. If you would like to join J.K. Rowling and Lumos as part of our global movement for change, you can find out how to get involved at wearelumos.org, at Lumos, and Facebook.
You've been listening to J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, narrated by Eddie Redmayne. Text copyright 2001 and 2017 by J.K. Rowling. Recording copyright 2017 by J.K. Rowling. This audiobook was produced by Pottermore and recorded and edited in London at Audible Studios, with sound design and post-production by Pinewood Studios. For every sale of this audiobook, a donation has been made to Comic Relief and Lumos, UK-based charities that strive to create a just world free from poverty. This audiobook is brought to you by Pottermore. Pottermore is the digital entertainment, news, and e-commerce company from J.K. Rowling, inspired by her Harry Potter books and the wider wizarding world. Pottermore is a place for Harry Potter fans to be entertained and discover more of the wizarding world they love through Pottermore.com experiences or products including Harry Potter ebooks, digital audiobooks, and more. Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts characters, names, and related indicia are trademarks and copyright of Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. J.K. Rowling's Wizarding World is a trademark of J.K. Rowling and Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.